by Jack Gerson, with Martin Cochran as Alec McBride.
Advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound.
We have a bulletin coming in. We're now switching directly to Parkland Hospital.
The President of the United States is dead. President Kennedy has been assassinated. It's official now. The President is dead.
That was the end for John F. Kennedy. The part the world heard as it happened. For me, it was the beginning. The whole thing is beginnings and no endings. Which is why I can jump 16 years to the day I walked into a building in Washington, D.C. to tell my story.
Good morning. Can I help you?
The name's McBride. Alec McBride. I have an appointment with Senator Newbery.
Mr. McBride. Yeah, Alexander McBride. Room 26. The usher will take you up.
Yep. Follow me, sir.
Room 26. Four walls. An unused desk and two chairs. Magazines and a side table. Fortune, Time, Newsweek. An empty room filled with silence. I waited.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. McBride.
Hi.
Senator Newbery asked me to see you. Sit down.
Thank you.
I'm at present attached to the Justice Department. You'll understand we get so many crackpots wanting to testify before the Senate committee. My job is to take a statement, ask a few questions, make sure you're not one of the crackpots, which I'm sure you're not.
Yeah, I understand, but I do want to testify quickly.
I'm sure you do. Well, we should get through this today. We'll prepare a statement, a deposition, if you like. The senator will see that and decide to call you or otherwise. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Well, I've ordered coffee, but we can get right down to it. The beginning is always a good place to start. But just before that, Mr. McBride, are you an American citizen?
I'm from Scotland, Paisley. I have a work permit. I came over to Los Angeles. A job writing for the movies. It never happened.
Oh, these things often don't, I hear.
Anyway, I started doing some newspaper articles. Bread and butter jobs. A couple were syndicated, and this editor in Dallas wrote me. He liked my style, and when I come to Dallas, do the Britisher's view of Texas. The Texans seem to like to read about themselves. Anyway, this editor, Charlie Neiman, offered me a regular spot. Freelance, but enough to let me eat. That was why I was in Dallas 16 years ago. 23rd November, 1963. Not a good time to be in Dallas.
You saw the assassination?
Only on television. I was at home, an apartment I'd rented. Cold water, some of it on the walls. But it was the night after they killed Kennedy that it started for me. I was working, and I was feeling low. I shouldn't have been. I just sold a short story to Playboy, and they pay pretty well. I wanted to celebrate, but I was on my own. So I went out for a drink. Downtown Dallas. It was dead, as if people were ashamed to go out. I went into this bar. At first, it was just me and the barman.
I'm closing early tonight.
I'll drink first.
Hey, you'll be on your own.
I see that. He was wrong. I wasn't to be on my own. The newcomer was in denim, blue jacket, blue trousers, cowboy boots with 2-inch heels, and the Stetson, like a caricature of a Texan.
Okay if I sit here?
Sure.
Billy Sandrick, my name.
Aye.
Y'all gonna give me your name?
McBride. Alec McBride.
Limey?
Scots.
Yeah? For real? Scotch, eh? From Scotland?
Scots. Scotch is for drinking.
Good thinking. Hey, Joe, 2 scotches for me and my buddy.
From then on, he drank and insisted I drink with him. I tried, but I limped some way behind.
See, I don't drink alone. Drink alone, you hear everything you're thinking echoing in empty glass. Glad I met you.
Yeah.
Rest of the city's in the hiding crazy world. Glad I'm not staying. Oh. You ever think in a couple hundred years the world's going to be filled with plastic drinking cups? I won't drink out of goddamn plastic drinking cups. They never wear out. The whole surface of the planet's going to be covered in plastic drinking cups. That's how it's going to be.
Oh, you could be right.
I am right.
You in oil, Mr. Sander?
Billy. Call me Billy. Heck no, I spit on oil men. Rake the prairie, they do spew money like sick cows, dirty the edges of the world.
What business you in?
I kill people. Your mouth's open, son.
You said you kill people?
Mm-hmm. All kinds. Black, white, yellow. Start with the yellow. Korea, that's what they trained us for in the Marines. Used to be in the Marines. Then went into free enterprise. Funny. Now some guy's coming along to do it to me.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'll miss all those plastic drinking cups collecting around the world. No tomorrow for old Billy. You want me to make no tomorrow for you? You just ask me. Go on. Ask me to wipe out tomorrow for you.
Okay, do it.
I killed John F. Kennedy. There. It's done.
You're crazy. They got some character. Oswald, that's the name. Lee Harvey Oswald.
Couldn't shoot his way out of a shit house, old Lee Harvey. The original biological deterrent. Fall guy of the year, be dead in a week. If we'll all fix, like they'll get me. Like they'll get you, if they know I told you. You heard me. You asked for it.
Who are they?
Yeah, that's the $64 billion question. Who are they? Hey, spiders are building webs in my glass. Joe, give us a drink.
I'm closing early, tribute to the president.
Lyndon's president ain't done nothing to be tributed to.
We left the bar. Billy insisted I walk him to his hotel, and I wanted to. I wanted to hear more of his crazy story.
You want to know who they are, Scotty? You look over your shoulder. Look in the store window. Look at the edge of your eye. That's where they'll be.
Why don't you run?
There's nowhere to run. Down a gopher hole, they'll be waiting at the other end, and it'll be bang, 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 have a nice eternity. Maybe you ain't been noticed yet. Maybe they ain't seen you with me. See you with me. You're dead. Now, that's my hotel, Prairie Traveler. A dump. Look, you want to hear more? I'll get you a room next to mine. Then we'll talk.
He got me a room. In his room, he told me things I shouldn't have heard.
They killed Bunsey tonight.
Who's Bunsey?
Orrin Bunsey. One of my partners. One of the three. We fired the guns in Dealey Plaza. The other was Hayward. Bunker Hayward. We was in the Marines together. Real pros. See, they took us out of the Marines years ago. Told us, leave the Marines, we can use you. And they did. And for us, it was raining dollar bills. We was in the assassination business. You don't believe me? So who killed Somoza in 56, Trujillo in 61?
Well, you must have known who was employing you.
Well, mostly a voice at the end of a phone. Hayward, maybe he knew. Bunker kind of ran us. Bonus at the end of every job. Except yesterday. That was special. Terminal. We should have known. Yeah, maybe we did, but we got beyond caring.
Why are you telling me all this?
Don't want to be buried like Warren. In the desert. No marker on the grave. Somebody should know. Hell with it. Go and sleep for a bit. You find your room and I'll see you in the morning.
I found my room. Lay counting the cracks on the ceiling until I fell asleep, thinking he was crazy. A fantasy merchant, a comic singer. Then something woke me. gunshots. Not that it meant much. This was Dallas, Magnum City. Everybody carried a gun, sometimes fired them, too. Still, I went out into the corridor. Sandrup's door was open. I looked in. He was lying in the bed. 3 bullet holes in his forehead, and the back of his head wasn't there. I got out, via the fire escape. I went down that fire escape so fast I gave myself a nosebleed.
Charlie,
missed the name of the Euler. Go away, McBride. I got a paper to get out.
Hey, Charlie, I got a CD on...
No, I told you on the phone.
Sure you did. Some guy murdered in a crummy hotel, unless he's more important than the president.
Charlie, you're going to read this.
Charlie, look.
I'll read it. What you got on that? Something new?
No,
Charlie.
TV.
Say, the Pope, the Queen of England, or the Chairman of General Motors, I don't want to know.
Yeah, but did you ask Harry Schuyler?
Yeah, I asked him. He's the best crime reporter in Dallas, so he'd know and he doesn't know. No body found in... What was it, dump? The Prairie Traveler? No body, no murder. You ate a bunk hamburger.
Charlie, let's go on first edition,
Augustine. I think that...
They'd get rid of the
don't
body.
Right?
They'd get rid of the body, Charlie. He said it. Of course they would. Where's Harry Schuyler?
Hey, they're moving Oswald out. He's at the city jail.
We got that covered. Schuyler's there.
Yeah, but Oswald didn't kill Kennedy. Listen, Charlie, I know the names of the men who...
Alec, who gave you work? Who saved you from starving in L.A.? I did. I like a son. Give me 600 words on a British view of Dallas after the assassination.
Hey, Charlie,
okay?
I'm taking this down
now
to the shack, okay?
All right. Hello? Yes. What? Sweet Jesus. Hold on. I'll put you through. Jimmy, clear the front page and take this from Skyler.
You have anything to say in your defense? Oswald has a shot. Oswald has a shot.
Of course, everybody knows that story. Billy Sandrup knew it before it happened. Anyway, I went back to my apartment to write 600 words on a Britisher's view of Dallas.
Hi, Alec. Heard your typewriter going.
Janine Marks. Lived in the apartment below me. The all-American working gunnel. Like a china doll. Taken her out a couple of times, so she considered me at least one of her fellas. She worked as a hat check girl in some downtown club.
I got tomorrow night off. How about taking in a movie?
Sure. Well, maybe I can finish these...
Gee, wasn't it just terrible about the president? I mean, the president. They don't bump off presidents like other people.
Tell that to Lincoln.
Oh.
And McKinley. And Garfield.
Oh. Yeah. Well, gotta go now. Tomorrow, Alec.
I finished my 600 words and went back to the office. I'd left 3 names in his Skylar's desk. Sandrup, Bunsey, and Hayward. Ex-Marines. Could he run a check on them for me? When I got back, Skyler and Charlie Neiman were sitting in Neiman's office drinking scotch.
Come in, kid, come in. Harry McBride here claims he knows who really killed JFK. And he finds bodies in the hotel room.
Even left me the names of the killers.
I told you what happened.
I don't pay you to tell me what happened, McBride. I pay you to write features. Look, Alec, have a drink. If City Hall says Oswald killed the president, then as far as this paper's concerned, he did.
And you go along with that?
Who do you think I am? Lyle Barrymore running the local Tell the Truth to the People rag? Get the big boys? Expose corruption? Hell, the big boys own the paper. They pay me, they pay you. You want crusading journalism? Join Richard the Lionheart.
Those big boys hated Kennedy.
Sure they did. And those good old boys are happy tonight. But they wouldn't like it to be said, and no one's going to say it on this paper.
I've done your 600 words. Good night.
Now, wait a minute. I got a message for you. Tomorrow afternoon, you get out to the Dorfman Ranch, off the Austin Turnpike. 2:30, you got an appointment with Mr. Stanley Dorfman.
Who the hell is Stanley Dorfman?
One of the big boys. Fat cat.
Oil, cattle, money, president of Trans-Texican Oil. And owns a large piece of this newspaper. For some reason, he likes your work. You go to see him, or you go back to Scotland and starve.
So I go to see him. Now, can I go home?
Hang on, I'll go with you. See you tomorrow, Charlie.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm getting too old to run after people. And I've been working for you today. I checked up on your 3 mystery men. Sandra, Bunsey, and Hayward.
Did you find any...
Found the Marine records. Master Sergeant William Sandrup, next to kin Sonia Sandrup, 24 West Fork Avenue, Dallas, no phone number, honorably discharged from the Marines 1958.
That's him.
Two other sergeants were discharged at the same time. Orrin Bunsey and Bunker Hayward.
Now, Neiman's got to listen to us. And the police. I think I should go to the police.
Not so fast. You got the names right. Sundrup, Bunsey, and Hayward. But for the rest of the story... No way, Alec.
What do you mean? Sundrup told me that...
Sundrup told you nothing. 3 weeks after their discharge from the Marines, your three stooges were driving a car out of the District of Columbia when their car ran into a gasoline tanker. All three were killed instantly.
I had to find out for myself. The next morning, before going to Dorfman's, I went to see Sonia Sundrup, 24 West Fork Avenue. A faded house in a faded street.
Yeah?
And a faded lady. Thick makeup fading into the wrinkled skin.
I don't want to buy nothing.
I'm not selling anything. I was a friend of Billy's.
You were in the Marines?
I met Billy after he left the Marines.
You couldn't have known him very long.
I drank with him in a downtown bar the night before last.
Get out, you bastard. My brother's been dead for 5 years.
He's been dead for 2 days. Shot in a hotel in Dallas.
No. No, no, no.
It's true, I'm sorry.
You're sick. Sick as he was.
Why'd you say he was sick?
He was, with his guns and his killing. Why, he joined the Marines to kill people. Why, he left the Marines...
To kill people?
No, no. 5 years ago, I buried him. I'd done my mourning then. Official it was. I won't mourn a second time. Either way, he's been dead for a long time. So leave me alone.
She slammed the door shut, like she'd slammed her mind shut years ago. A Greyhound bus took me out to the Dorfman Ranch. A quarter mile walk to the ranch house. The cattle were outnumbered by the oil pumps. Like steel alligator jaws pumping oil to the pipeline and money into Dorfman's bank account. He was in his 60s, but could afford to look good on it.
If I'd have known you didn't have wheels, Mr. McBride, I'd have sent a car for you.
How did you know that I'd...
Saw you walking. From the bus, what dropped you? Closed-circuit TV cameras. One of my toys.
What are your other toys, Mr. Dorfman?
Newspapers, oil rigs, dollars. Sit down, take your jacket off and relax. Have a drink?
You wouldn't have a cup of tea by any chance.
Why, sure. I like your British tea habit. Jimmy, we'll have a English tea, okay? Pronto.
Right away, Mr. Dorfman.
Jimmy brought the tea. Jimmy looked like Clint Eastwood, only nervous. But then what can you expect when you're a cowboy playing at being a butler?
So, what you heard about me, McBride?
You're rich.
Filthy Texas rich. Oil, cattle, newspapers. You see, son, some Texans like to corner the market in this commodity or that. Like the Hunts tried to corner silver. Now me, I just try to corner the market in money.
Do you want me to write about you, Mr. Dorfman?
Oh, hell no, no, no. But I like your work, and I like your viewpoint on Texas. See, I like to use people whose work I like. You ever been to Chicago?
No.
Good. I got a big interest in a newspaper up there, and I want you there as a feature writer. Full-time, good money. Other eyes seeing America. Could be another Alastair Cook. You interested?
I'd rather be the first Alec McBride, but I'm interested. I was very interested, especially when he mentioned $20,000 a year. I was beginning to like him. That's when I told him about Billy Sundrup and my story of the assassination. Unlike Charlie Neiman, he didn't brush it aside. He thought about it.
Sundrup was supposed to have been burned up in that car smash 5 years ago. And if the body was badly burned, well, hell, it could have been anybody.
I thought of that.
You want to know what I think? Now, I was no JFK lover, you understand. Most big money in Texas weren't. But he was our president. And I won't stand for him being killed. And after Ruby killed Oswald, well, I haven't bought that story either. Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll phone a man I know, Deputy Director, FBI. Then when you get to Chicago, you follow up by phoning him, okay?
Okay.
Now, you've come from me, and you've come strongly recommended. Bill Sullivan will listen to you, and he's close to J. Edgar. He'll dig into it.
I could write the story.
But only if the FBI says so. Sure enough, I don't like the president of these United States being killed in my town. No, sir. Not in Dallas.
I'm sorry you're going to Chicago. Won't be the same here. Trouble with Texans, they all pretend to be cowboys or oil men, not just people. Yeah, I'll miss you.
Janine, maybe you could fly up to Chicago, visit me.
You mean that?
I said it. Look, I've still got a quart of scotch in my apartment. Do you want to come up?
Yeah, sure. I could come to Chicago, Alec. Yeah, for a weekend every so often. I'd like that.
Me? I think somebody'd be fiddling with us. Oh, there we are. Who's it? Jeez, okay. Stop him! Oh, my God, Janine. Oh, my God. Janine.
The bullets had been meant for me, but they'd hit Janine Marks in the chest. She couldn't have known much about it. She was still thinking about those weekends in Chicago she would never have when she died. The police were very effective in doing nothing. They reckon I'd just surprised a housebreaker. I knew different. They didn't even hold me up from flying to Chicago, thanks to a little pressure from Dorfman.
Name's Marinka, managing editor. So, you're Dorfman's protege. You'll be taken over the window on America column. Not that I think you should be, but Mr. Dorfman owns a large block of shares. That's Clyde Anson there.
Hey, kid.
He's been around since the Pilgrim Fathers. He'll show you the ropes. You got a week to settle in, then you work.
Marinka was as warm as an iceberg. But Clyde Anson was different. In his late 60s, and warmed by rye whiskey.
Ah, sure. I knew all the big boys in Chicago. Hirsch, McCormick, and the gangsters. Yeah. I knew Big Al and his boys, you know, Capone, Greasy Thumb Gussick, Machine Gun Jack McGurk. I was top crime reporter. And from here, that looked like a job for life.
And now?
Now. Flower shows, dog shows. Thanks to that bastard Marinka, I thinks I can't cut it anymore. Maybe he's right, but I learned my job from the greatest.
Menken.
You heard of Menken?
No, even in Scotland.
That calls for another round of drinks. I knew.
Look, I've just moved into this apartment. I've got a bottle back there and a phone call to make. If you'd like to come back with me.
Yeah, you talked it into me, kid.
Come in. I'm afraid I haven't unpacked yet.
Yeah, I can see that. What do you got in that paper bag?
What paper bag?
Oh, I haven't got it. Here in the hall, it looks like a radio wire sticking out.
That's not mine. Maybe the cleaning woman left it.
Get out! Get the hell out of here!
What the hell are you playing at?
That was the shortest time I'd ever rented an apartment in my life. It was a bomb, of course. Confirmed by Sergeant Clayton of the Chicago PD.
Yeah, nice little bomb. Triggered to go off about a minute after you opened the door. Just time to get in, then get blown apart. Professional job. Hey, will somebody get that drunk out of here? Yeah, I reckon Mr. Anson saved your life.
You know who would make that kind of a bomb?
Sure, bears all the hallmarks of a little firecracker called Aldo Jelly Roll Chiretti. Employed by the famous to blow safes, cars, people, if you pay him enough. You got enemies, Mr. McBride?
No one would want to blow me up.
Yeah, you haven't been screwing around with a nice Italian girl, have you? Or maybe you just don't like gelati.
I even like ice cream.
I didn't tell him about Sandrup. I still had to phone the FBI before I told anybody about that. So I phoned the FBI. I'd like to speak to Mr. Sullivan. That's William Sullivan, Deputy Director. My name is McBride.
Would you hold the line, please? You're the Mr. McBride Mr. Dorfman phoned about?
Yes, I am.
Unfortunately, the Deputy Director is unable to speak to you at this time.
Look, I have to speak to him.
I can assure you the Bureau is looking into this matter.
There's been another attempt to kill me.
We are aware of all developments. Might I suggest you phone again in a week or so? Mr. Sullivan may have something for you then. Thank you. Have a nice day.
I should have been comforted. The vast resources of the Federal Bureau of Investigation were working on my behalf. I wasn't comforted. But I had other problems, like finding a place to live that didn't look as if a bomb had hit it. Clyde Anson suggested I should move in with him and his daughter. Their house was in Cicero, suburb of Chicago. Al Capone once said Cicero was virgin territory for whorehouses. That was a long time ago. Dorry Macklin, Nee Anson, was the once married daughter of George Anson. She was the best part of Cicero today.
She's too tall, all legs, right to her neck. And her ex-husband was certainly a mistake. Way-faced advertising man. One of society's leeches liked to beat up his wives, huh? But Dory was number two. Only thing was, she belled him back.
Knocked him down and took off for Reno. So now I'm a free woman?
End of commercial. Hey, Dory, go and prepare us a libation, huh? I want to talk to Alec.
If boredom was a criminal offense, he'd be doing life. Don't let him bore you about his days as Chicago's ace reporter.
Yeah, right.
Alec, I've been trying to get hold of Aldo Coretti.
The bomber?
Well, it's my normal hazy alcohol. I found him. Unfortunately, someone got to him first. You see, when that bomb went off and didn't kill you, Coretti became one of the great American majority. A loser.
Clyde skipped the vernacular.
That's second nature to me. Alec, in America, the losers pay, and heavily. Aldo Jelly Roll Coretti was found last night down by the lake, stuffed in a garbage can, garroted, quite dead. Now, the Chicago police will never find out who paid him to put that bomb in your apartment. More, they'll never find out who killed Coretti.
That's when I told them about Billy Sandrup and the Kennedy assassination. At first, I didn't think he'd believe me.
Well,
it's all true.
So whoever killed Kennedy paid Coretti to bomb you. I believe it.
Well, thank God somebody does.
Trouble is, they've tried to kill you twice. When will they try again?
Federal Bureau of Investigation, can I help you?
I'd like to speak to Deputy Director Sullivan.
Hold on, please.
Yes, can I help you?
Mr. Sullivan?
I'm afraid he's not available.
I was asked to phone back 2 weeks ago by Mr. Dempsey. Perhaps I could speak to him.
Mr. Dempsey is no longer on station in Washington. I believe he's in Nebraska. Is there any message I can pass on?
Mr. Dorfman.
Oh, is that you, McBride?
Yes, me, Mr. Dorfman.
I've been reading your column. I'm very pleased. It's good stuff.
I've been trying to get hold of your friend, Mr. Sullivan, in Washington. All I get is a runaround.
Oh, is that right? Well, these guys have their ways. Don't you rush them, son.
I wanted to tell them about the bombing, but they didn't seem very interested.
They hear these horror stories every day. Don't you worry. I don't like people trying to blow up my riders. An eye is being kept on you, so you just concentrate on doing a good job.
Well, now you finally got around to asking me to dinner, Alec McBride. Tell me about yourself.
I've not much to tell, do I? Born in Paisley, Scotland. A town which they named a shawl after. Easy thing to get drunk in Paisley. Nothing else to do. In the end, it was a case of choosing between cirrhosis of the liver or coming to America. I'm still not sure I made the right choice.
Especially after you met this Billy Sandrup? My father told me.
I shouldn't have done that.
I'm a big girl. I also like to know why our lodger was bombed out of his apartment.
Yeah, it's time I find an apartment of my own again.
There's no need. We like having you.
I've got to have a place of my own. Well, I can invite you. Make a pass without feeling Clyde is going to walk in on us.
Well, what you want is early Hugh Hefner. Soft lights. Press a button and the TV appears, or drinks, or a couple of bunny girls in a circular bed. No. It would do you no good. You need me.
Am I denying it? Anyway, no bunny girls. I'm allergic to fur. It's time we are moving.
Gonna be a slow trip to Cicero, mister. Fog's coming in over the lake.
We're in no hurry, are we?
You heard the lady?
What is it?
We're being followed.
Sure, we're being followed. It's foggy. Someone's just dogging our rear lights. Doesn't mean they're following Alec McBride.
They are, I'm sure of it. Driver, first turn off. Take the first turn off.
I thought you wanted to go to Cicero, buddy.
Yeah, I do, but just now take the first turn off.
What is this? I ain't no sucker for a mugging, mister.
Nobody's going to mug you. An extra $10 if you do what I tell you.
$10, I'd run over my old lady. Come to think of it, I'd run over my old lady for nothing.
And they're still following.
They could live in this neighborhood.
Nobody lives in this neighborhood, lady. We're in the stockyards.
Pull in here.
What are you going to do?
Face them. Wait here.
But, Alec, if they are going to...
Kill me? That's what you're going to say. Now let's see if they've got the nerve in front of witnesses.
Why are you following me?
What's the guy saying?
He wants to know why we're following him.
Who's following him? Who's following anybody? What do you think we are? A couple of fags looking for a pickup?
Maybe he's hoping, huh?
You've been following me all the way from the north side.
Ah, the guy's nuts.
Who's paying you to follow me?
Fog's got into his brain. Go back to your cab, mister, and go on home.
Wait a minute. I haven't finished.
You will if you go on like this. Now, take it easy. Forget about Billy Sandrup, or you won't have a brain to get Fog into. Have a nice day, Mr. McBride.
Here, drink this.
I'm telling you, Jody, he mentioned Billy Sandrup, and he knew my name.
You think you heard your name. You could have been mistaken.
Oh, yes. And Oswald could have killed Kennedy. And Billy Sandrup didn't really exist. God, Jody, am I just becoming paranoid? Hell, I should go to Bobby Kennedy. He'd shout loud enough if he knew they'd got the wrong man.
Would he?
Dad, where have you been?
Where do you think? Imbibing a glass or two of inner warmth.
What do you mean about Bobby Kennedy?
Would he shout at all if what you say is true, huh? The public face of the American politician, Alec, think of that. Carved on Mount Rushmore, stone-faced. Don't rock any boats, huh? The system must not be disturbed.
You think Bobby Kennedy would do nothing?
Not while he wants to be president, and he does, you have to believe it.
He's still attorney general. He'd have to investigate.
He won't be attorney general for long if LBJ has his way. And anyway, what would he find if he did investigate, huh? Sandrup and his pals died in a car accident in 59.
Yeah, but I know they didn't. That's why there's been two attempts to kill me.
In Dallas, your girlfriend was killed by a burglar. That's what the Dallas PD think.
And the bomb in my apartment. Clyde, you were there.
The police got a theory about that. Before you took over that apartment, a guy called Jake Corrado was living there. The story is he skimmed dough off a mafia operation and went on the run. The mafia didn't know he'd gone on the 1 a.m., so they put a bomb in his apartment. Our bomb.
So it comes to this. I'm the only character who believes my own story. An obsession, maybe, huh? A lonely, solitary obsession. Everybody wanted to believe something else. I didn't fight it. I was alive. For that time, nobody was trying to kill me. Years passing. The Warren Commission decided Lee Oswald killed John F. Kennedy. We were in the reign of Lyndon Johnson, and later Nixon. I was making a name for myself. A big name. Syndicated columnist. 48 states. The Windy City's answer to the Allsop brothers and Alistair Cook. And all through it, I nursed my obsession. Talked about it only to Dory Macklin. By that time, it was pillow talk. Sleeping together became a pleasant habit. But even she was getting tired of my obsession.
Something else, Alec. There has to be something else to talk about. I have heard about the Kennedy killing.
Okay, okay. We could talk about us.
No need. We are. That's enough.
Is it? Hey, move over. Here's what we could talk about. Am I getting more room in my own bed?
There. You have it. Oh, come closer. It's nice being in bed with a famous columnist.
Oh, God. You make it sound as if you'd be just as happy in bed with Walter Winchell.
I might. I've met Walter Winchell. Oh, but how about the Allsop brothers?
Well, both of them. Need a bigger bed. Hey, come closer, darling.
If I come any closer, I'll be back of you. What is it?
Us again. Our future. We could do something about it. Could make it legal.
You're a Scots Presbyterian at heart. Leave it alone, or...
Or what?
You might spoil it. Now kiss me. And do other things. Please.
So I had Dory. For now. And the old obsession was fading. The love of a good woman can make anything fade. With a bad one, it's quicker. Until one day, another woman came to see me. From Dallas.
Mrs. Kathy Raymond.
I was a friend of Sonia Sandrup's. You see, I once told her about something I'd seen. And a month ago, she told me about you. And about how she'd refused to talk to you. Is that right?
Something like that.
Well, she told me that I should come and see you, tell you what I'd seen and what she hadn't told you.
So what changed your mind?
Well, she was in Dallas General on her deathbed. She died a few days later. That was a month ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I only met her once. I think she thought I was crazy, trying to convince her brother was still alive.
But he was. Oh, I knew it, too. I was in Dealey Plaza the day the president was killed. I saw Billy Sandrup just afterwards.
You saw Sandra in Dealey Plaza?
My husband saw him, too. There were three of them, coming up from behind the stockade wall. I knew one of the others, too. I'd met him with Billy, a big guy. Bunker Hayward, that was his name.
And these three men came from behind the stockade. You're sure of that?
Sure, I'm sure. But it didn't mean anything. Not then. Maybe not now. I mean, it was Oswald, wasn't it?
I'm glad you came to see me, Mrs. Raymond. You came all the way from Dallas.
Well, my mother lives in Chicago. She hasn't been very well. I was coming anyway.
Will you leave me your Dallas address? I'll fly down as soon as I can. There's someone I want to tell your story to. A Mr. Dorfman.
I wouldn't want to get nobody into trouble. Not Billy, nor his friend.
No, you won't, no. They're both dead.
That's not so.
I saw Billy Sandoff's body, Mrs. Raymond.
Well, I don't know about Billy. But I saw Bunker Hayward in Dallas 2 weeks ago.
You saw Bunker Hayward?
Outside the Dallas Hilton. Know him anywhere. Good-looking man. Sonia had introduced me to him years before, when he and Billy were still in the Marines.
There it was, then. Bunker Hayward, still alive. What was it Billy had said? I had to remember.
Voice at the end of the phone. Hayward, maybe he knew. Bunker kind of ran.
He ran them. Ran them and killed the other two when they were no longer needed. Hayward. He'd know who was behind them, behind the assassination.
Okay, okay, so where's the fire? Who really sank the Titanic? Who really kidnapped the Lindbergh baby? tell your future father-in-law all about it.
Clyde, I've seen a woman this afternoon who knew Billy Sandrup and saw him in the Dealey Plaza just after Kennedy was shot.
Ah, good, you're not under that again.
This woman comes from Dallas. I want her to tell her story to Dorfman.
Good old Stanley Dorfman. He may be rich, but he's not exactly God. What can he do?
The FBI will listen to him. They always listen to a few million dollars.
And who is this woman?
Raymond, Kathy Raymond. She was a friend of Sonia Sandrup's. She knew Billy and Bunker Haywood. And Haywood is still alive.
Forget it, kid. It's over. And it's not over. It's unhealthy.
But this is the chance to prove what I've been
saying. You'll prove nothing. You'll be dead, kid. Alec, I've been doing a lot of research into the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah, well, I'm grateful for any help I can get.
Yeah, you'll need more than help. You'll need a fallout shelter, a bulletproof waistcoat, and a high life insurance policy. These people are killers.
Don't you think I know that, Clyde? Two attempts in my life.
In the last 2 years, every witness who saw or heard anything that day in Dealey Plaza, anything that might show someone other than Oswald fired those shots, they've all died. All from unnatural causes. It's a statistical impossibility that so many people should die of what are called violent accidents. Yet, they did.
But not me. And not Kathy Raymond and her husband. Now I've got witnesses.
For how long, Alec? For how long?
McBride here.
Yeah, it's Sid Dorfman, Alec.
Oh, Mr. Dorfman. Yeah. Look, I'm flying down in the early plane tomorrow. I should be at your ranch with the Raymonds late afternoon.
Forget it, Alec. Both the Raymonds are dead. There was an explosion at their home in South Dallas this morning. The Dallas police are satisfied it was a gas leak. The minute they lit a match, the Raymonds hadn't a chance. Just a lousy accident. But look, son, don't worry. You're doing a great
just
job.
Just a lousy accident. Trouble was, you could have a lousy accident falling down a crack in the pavement. Especially if you were in Dallas the day the president was killed. So what could I do? To live with my obsession. No choice. More time passed. Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy followed Jack into the great American darkness that came from the muzzle of a gun. Somewhere, a man called Bunker Haywood was still alive and well, and maybe killing more people. Plenty of them being killed in Vietnam. And they now had a president hell-bent on proving that you shouldn't buy a used car from him. Then one day, during the Vietnam days, Marinka called me in.
I want you to do a series on returning Vietnam War veterans. How they feel about being stabbed in the back by those goddamn anti-war commies.
I don't believe they are communists.
This paper says they're commies. Then they're card-carrying commies. I want the stories from the guys back from Nam, and I don't want arguments. This paper's policy is to support President Nixon.
Until he's proved guilty.
I'll ignore that. This job will take you around the country for a couple of months.
And if I write the stories, and you don't like them?
Then I won't print them.
I did my cross-country tour, talking to Nam veterans. Marinka didn't like much of what they said, and I was dying to get back to Dory, which finally I did. Kids, most of them. Black kids, white kids. Damaged, badly damaged.
Marinka won't print it.
I knew it. The minute I started talking to them. God, I'm glad to be back. You know, I felt as if I'd been through it myself.
Well, you weren't. And you're back with me. Now, come here.
I think I needed that. Kiss me again.
Hey, you're wearing out my lips.
I haven't started yet.
You have. And you are. If wait a minute, you'll tear the dress. Huh? What's the matter? Can't sleep?
Oh, I can't sleep. I keep thinking. The stories those boys told. Horror stories.
Forget it. Other people's nightmares, not yours.
Oh, mine.
Not mine. I have enough of my own.
Meaning?
Nothing. Hold me. That's better.
Dory.
Hmm?
Been a lot of years. Us. Isn't it time?
What?
We could get married.
Who needs it?
Maybe I do. You always avoid it, don't you?
Yes. Why not? I've been married. I've been unmarried. Unmarried is better.
But what about me? I've never been married.
So, I'm saving you from a fate worse than death. Be grateful.
I just feel there should be something more. After seeing these kids, some of them chopped up into bad Picasso paintings. After seeing them, there should be something more for everybody.
Alec, you've got me. That should be enough. I'm not going anywhere.